Hey, girl, hey. Welcome to Taste of Taylor, my weekly podcast. So here's the deal. I have a two-hour talk radio show, The Taylor Strecker Show, Monday through Friday that's available live from 8 to 10 a.m. EST, and then available for download to listen to whenever you want. But it's a subscription-based radio show. Hey, running a live radio show ain't cheap, honey. I do, however, realize that some people can't or simply don't want to pay for content. So here's a little bite of what I'm all about for you to nibble on. I hope you love it. Hey, girl, hey, welcome to another episode of Taste of Taylor. It's my weekly podcast. Of course, you guys know that this is, you know, basically a little taste of my subscription-based reality show. Look at me giving myself a reality show. No, it's my radio show. Although I will say, I do call my radio show reality radio. Number one, because I'm obsessed with Bravo. Number two, because I want to be on a reality show, but nobody will put me on one. And number three, because I share a lot about my life on my radio show. So there we go. I just coined it. Yeah, it's reality radio. Anyway, no, so on my radio show, and I always love to pick my favorite clips from past shows. So last week, I actually had Darren Karp on the show. I'm friggin' obsessed with Darren. I love her. She's sassy AF. And sometimes hurts my feelings when she says that my legs look pale. But she is correct. I didn't have a tan on my skin at that moment in time. But it's like, girl, I know I'm pale. You have to tell me I'm pale. But anyway, she is a tease and a half. And I know it to be true because it's just her personality. And she actually is Andy Cohen's personal assistant. And she even teases him to the point that he calls her the C word. So, I'm a good company. If she's teasing me, it must mean she loves me because she teases Andy and he's her boss. So, listen, I mean, I will take it. Anyway, Darren was on last week and we talked a ton about Britney Spears because, you know, her boss, Andy Cohen, if you remember, I know it was a minute ago, but Andy Cohen went to a Britney Spears show. He was up on stage. He was in a harness. She put him on a leash. It was like this whole thing. And then afterwards, Britney Spears says, oh my God, to the audience, you guys seem to like know him. And then she says, basically like, so yay to him. And she had no idea who Andy Cohen was, which was like the best thing in the entire world because Andy Cohen is arguably maybe not as famous as Britney Spears, but he's very, very famous. And it's just so Britney to not know. And you know, like Andy's people set that up and like they called her people and her people like told her this guy's coming up. He's Andy Cohen. You've met him before. You've done his show. You got to like mention his name. And she just like totally blanked. That's so Britney Spears. So anyway, in this episode, Darren and I break down that incident, the way she felt, the way Andy felt, and basically we break down who the hell is Britney Spears. Speaking of awkward moments that we have not had a chance to talk about, Andy Cohen at the Britney Spears concert.
Yeah.
I know this is old news, but I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I have to talk about it.
Yes.
Okay, so how do you work with him?
Yeah, well, I texted him the next morning.
Now that you saw him harnessed on a leash with Britney Spears, who didn't know who he was?
I knew it was happening. I knew that was going to happen. Like, I knew when he was going, and I knew he was going to be taken. And, like, I didn't know, like, all the details, but I knew he was going to be, like, the slave or whatever. The next morning, I texted him, and I said, it was, like, at 8 a.m. I go, the real question is, do I have to quit my job now? Because I literally can't unsee you in a harness crawling around happily on stage being whipped by Britney Spears.
Not even happily. Elated.
Like, excited. Like he had,
like, a stupid happy look on his face.
It was like he had taken all the Molly in the world.
You got it.
And was just,
you got
this
it.
This is amazing. Ecstasy. Like, it was pure, unadulterated ecstasy for
he
him.
He was so psyched.
Here's
which is funny because he's Andy Cohen. He is best friends with Kelly Ripa. He is best friends with SJP. People who
but
are
that's what makes
quantifiably way more like famous and pulled together, let's be real, than Britney. But I get the love of Britney because I also have that like ridiculous, like idiotic love for Britney. And like if I think she's like the one person I couldn't interview.
Right.
Because she also can't be interviewed, but also because I am like
she's a robot.
It's like childhood. Like she was like,
when I would go to the gym,
I was like, I want to look like Britney Spears. Like, she was like my everything, you
know? I mean, right before we recorded, remember, I was like, Britney Spears is Instagram, and it was like her half naked. And she still looks like a bombshell, right?
Yes.
But she's a robot, and I feel really bad for her.
She is dead in the eyes and maybe has no soul.
And she lip syncs her whole show.
Oh, my God, so completely.
Like, I'm not going to spend $200 to go
see her.
She's
like a Muppet baby.
Yes.
But despite knowing all these things, I'm still obsessed. Like, I remember I got tickets to go to a concert with my friend Amanda, whose nickname was Amanda Rhea, but you can figure that one out.
Yeah.
Her boyfriend named her. They broke up shortly thereafter. She was like, if you don't stop calling me Amanda Rhea, because I'm allergic to shellfish, I'm going to break up with you.
He's like, okay, Amanda Maria. She and was like, we're done. Bro, yeah. So we got tickets to see Britney Spears. This is when she was dating K-Fed. So
this, this is long
so
time
she
ago.
Canceled because she was in love slash like broke her foot. Yeah, right.
Right,
like, whatever.
Exactly.
I went out and bought myself. Bought with money.
Oh, God.
That I probably had to babysit for. A Britney Spears purse. Now, what is that, you ask? Let me tell you.
Yeah.
It is. It was basically like just like a rectangular like shopping bag almost.
Okay.
But they like put like a chain on it, like a really chintzy chain.
Sure.
And they decoupaged the entire outside of the bag and inside with tabloid clippings of like Britney Spears paparazzi pictures.
That do you still have it?
No. And I'm so mad at myself.
Because if you did and you didn't wear that every day with pride, I would literally judge the shit out of you.
Can you even? And I was so excited. No, I was so mad she canceled the concert.
Of course.
That I burned it or something. But anyway, I mean, that's
amazing.
That's a fan.
That's the best fashion choice you've ever made.
Thank you, girl. Yeah. Thank you. So I'm a stupid, like, dumb, happy fan, just like Andy. So
totally.
I got it.
That's why Andy's endearing, though, because he's famous, but also so excited to be famous and, like, being yes. in that. Like,
yes.
He is like us, but also famous.
Wait, but did it break his heart, truth, that she didn't know his name?
No. So here's the thing. It's like, he was, I think he thought it was really funny. First off, he has an amazing sense of humor. And I think just,
my water
yeah,
up.
But like, I think he was, as we were talking about, like, oh, it was all press, like, it was bad press.
Yes,
and
yes,
like,
yes.
But if she knew his name, it would have been like, okay, yeah, like, welcome Andy Cohen. Like,
right.
Great. Everyone would have clapped and like, blah, 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 blah. That would have been it. But because she was like, we made a joke out of it. Like, we made it this historical moment.
It was amazing.
She was like, oh, I think you know him.
I think you guys know him.
Everyone give it up for him. And how many times has Britney probably told, like, Andy Cohen is a person, Andy Cohen is a person, Andy Cohen is a person. Jamie Lynn Spears came out. She was like, we know who you are. Like, Britney just clearly had a lot of stuff to do. And I don't, you saw the whole video?
I think I did.
Okay. She like gave him a shirt, right? She like at the end of it, like brought out a Britney Spears shirt.
Yes.
And like someone gave her a pen and she like signs it on his chest, but there's no signature on the shirt. So I'm like, did she fake sign something for him? Which is even better than everything else. And Andy actually thought he was like, is she being shady to me because I'm shady? Because he's kind of the king of shady. He's like,
right.
Was this like,
like J-Lo who?
Right, exactly.
Did she J-Lo who him?
But we don't think so. Like, well, I don't think so either because I don't think Britney A would be shady to Andy.
I don't
have
think
him
she
be asleep.
Has the intelligence
I don't think
to shade.
I really don't. I actually don't think she has like the capacity to do that. Like,
no.
She was just so focused on her show. You know, and he's interviewed her before. Like, I don't think there's... I think she was just so focused on... She's a robot. Like, these are the facts. This is what I need to
do. She's
and
small
like,
wonder, sexy small wonder.
Yeah, and right, exactly. And anything that deviates from this, like, programmable data code, she's not going to fucking know. And just, like...
Download malfunctioning.
When he left stage and she was like,
what is him?
Yeah, like,
that is
who
him.
Who is
you know,
this?
You when, must know him.
When he left the stage and she was like, oh my, he's loud.
I die.
I loved him
so
much,
more so
because of it.
I loved
and
it.
He was so happy, like high off of it. I just, it made me fall in love with him.
Has he ever interviewed her?
He's done like, yeah, he interviewed her. It was either like when she was having an album release or something for like Billboard Awards. He was dealing with her. I can't remember. This was a decent time ago.
I think it's a miracle she knows the name of her own children every single day. You know what I mean?
I forgot she had children. That's how bad it is.
I mean, if you follow her on Instagram, the joy that is following her on Instagram.
Yeah, it really is a joy.
She
just so bad.
All she
her.
Does is just work out. She also lives in a time capsule where we still roll our gym shorts.
Yeah.
And she just dances sexy.
And she was
nonstop.
Like,
she's just a dancing robot.
She wears those jean shorts with the pockets coming out.
Like still!
She is such she's an icon of a certain period of time.
Yes.
Have you ever Googled like Britney Spears?
But she's still not washed up. She is an anomaly.
She looks the same.
Wait, can we break down Britney right now?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Britney Spears, like in one word. I challenge you to describe Britney Spears in one word. Like, what is she? Because she's so many things.
Like I want to say robot, but she's more than that.
So it's like, so we were all obsessed with Britney when she first came out. She was like an aw shucks girl from like, what, the South?
Yeah.
And I remember like they were taking pictures of her like sitting on her brother's back, like in their trailer, like legit.
Even the cover of like, what was that first album where she's sitting with that
Hit
red
me,
shirt?
Baby One More Time.
Is that the cover of that one?
Yes, with the queen. Pink background? Yes, I had the single. Shit. And there was a backup track, a bonus track, and it was called Autumn Goodbye. And it was such a sleeper and it was so good. And I don't know why I didn't do better. I almost promised you happy ending.
That's not
Thank
bad.
Thank you.
T Strike.
Autumn
not
goodbye.
Bad.
Autumn goodbye.
Have you ever Googled Britney Spears grocery
list?
It's
about summer love, by the way. What? No. Continue.
Have you ever Googled Britney Spears grocery lists?
No.
Oh.
How do they even exist?
I would never even know such a thing. This could be fake. And any fan out there, please, like, I have no problem you telling me you're fake.
Yes.
This is fake, I mean. But like I heard that like some like paparazzi or someone like TMZ got a hold of her grocery list. And if you Google search it, first off, she writes out a grocery list for her parents to go get her groceries. Like her father.
She's not allowed to go grocery shopping.
Because her father like owns every little thing about her. And it's like,
so crazy.
It's like Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Stop.
Yeah. Whole milk. Like.
What?
Like
she's living
things
in,
for children.
And things also things from like the 1950s.
But that's the thing. Like she's. She is of a time. Like, she is of a 2001
Britney.
Wait, but
look it up.
Yeah.
What is her time? That's the thing. Is it the 2000s? Is it even further?
Really,
is it even further back?
We're on, like, 80s, 90s?
It's almost like, how old is Britney Spears in her mind?
But that's the thing. Like, in her mind, she's probably 50. But, like, in actuality, she's always going to be this, like, 19-year-old to us. Are you Google searching this? Because
no,
that's really amazing.
I'm telling you right now, I'm looking for this girl I just started following per the request of some listeners, and they're like, you have to have her on the show. She's so amazing. And I actually, so I checked into her on Instagram, and I was like, holy shit, this is the Britney Spears girl, because somebody also sent me this thing about her. So she's this, she's like, I think she's like a mom in her 40s. She's fucking hysterical. She has blonde hair, and she did this whole thing about Britney Spears. I'm looking for her name right now. She did this whole thing about Britney Spears, how like 911. This was before the Andy thing.
Yeah.
It's like 911, we need to help Britney Spears. Like something clearly is wrong with Britney Spears. Like if you follow her Instagram, she's not well.
She's not well.
And she was like, why does she always wear the same mascara for 3 days straight? Like she's Britney Spears. She has hair and makeup. Like why does she she always looks like she's the walk of shame.
But always looks like, but also like does these like weird like poses.
But, like, also still has a very sexy body.
She has a... Because all she does is fucking work out.
And like, dance.
She has to have a good body. Like, if she doesn't have a good body, then there's literally no point of you being a pop star. You have to have a good body because you're dancing all the time. You have a Vegas, like, showcase. But, like, all she does is, like, ooh. Or she does that face where she's, has the mouth open. Ooh.
Yep, she's always in shock.
Always, she always looks shocked to be walking the walk of shame.
She's always shocked that she's dancing.
She's like, I've still got it. Oh my God.
I've still got it.
Who, me?
Britney Spears?
Ooh.
No, that noise. That's the noise. So is that your descriptor?
That's the one
Spears?
Word that I can describe.
Ooh.
That's Britney. That's Britney.
Mine is, I'll bam, bam. No, yeah, just
how
like,
well is I so
mine is,
this is about a story of a girl named Lucky.
Wait, that song is so bad awesome.
It's like an astronaut who's
there
like,
here we
go. Baby.
That's my, this is my descriptor of Britney Spears. Yeah. Terrible awesome. We can even call it Tarawesome.
Tarawesome.
She is Tarawesome. She is all things terrible and all things awesome simultaneously.
Yes.
And I don't know how. She is tacky.
She's the entire spectrum.
She is.
She's everything. She's the worst and the best. And I don't know how you can maintain being both,
but
she does it elegantly.
And yes, she had a mental breakdown. We will never, #never forget.
But I think that's why we all kind of slightly, like, while we worship her, feel bad for her at the
exactly.
end of the day.
There's a lot of compassion. But remember when she did, oh my God, at the VMAs, her big comeback. Oh my God, Gimme More.
Oh,
and she was like, gimme, ah. And like walked off the stage. Everybody was like, that's it?
We were like,
that's the comeback? It was so bad.
I mean, this is not like I'm a slave for you with the snake or whatever.
Now
was that toxic or was that slave for you?
That was slave for you.
Okay, good. That's
toxic is also amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, girl, I used to drive around LA when I lived there in my Cabrio convertible blasting.
Totally.
Exclusively Britney Spears.
Even, what is it? Circus?
I wanted to be her.
like piece of me. That's amazing. Like pieces of me, whatever that song is.
I don't want to be her, but like I still want to be her.
But like I think Britney is a really good example of when fame tips the scales.
Yes.
And it can become such a bad thing for a person.
Yes.
Especially
she's
because
a cautionary she's, tale.
She's always yet, been famous.
But yet still crushing. I mean, that's the thing. She's I guess another word to describe Britney would be an anomaly. I think the best word to describe Britney would be an oxymoron. She's jumbo shrimp.
She is jumbo shrimp. She's deafening silence. I just had a good word for her that wasn't. Oh, she's a machine.
Like, yes.
She is a machine. She is a pop machine where she just goes out and she does, you know, X amount of shows per year, churns them out, lip syncs to them, kills a show, gets tons of money. And like, that's it. And there's no emotion. There's no affect. There's no like repartee with the audience. She's just a machine.
Okay. So this woman's name is Heather McMahon.
Okay.
More, I think I'm saying it correctly. M-C-M-A-H-I-N.
Yeah, McMahon.
McMahon. Her name is Heather McMahon.
My name is McMahon Karp.
And she's a comedian, a friend of anyone who owns a deli. And if I didn't have eczema,
eczema.
Thank you, eczema. I'd be a stripper. Okay, so she's hysterical. Oh, she's gonna be on the Morning Toast today.
Oh, that's weird.
There we go. Okay, guest host Morning Toast. So here she is. I'm obsessed with her.
Oh, my God.
She looks like one of my best friends who I, like, is like my big sister. And I also automatically that makes me just, like, love her. But so she has her Instagram stories. Britney Challenge. Britney Part 3. Britney Part 2. Britney 911. That's what someone sent me. The Britney 911. And it's
where
all
she's
about.
Like, we all need to help her.
It's like, y'all. So when are we going to finally all sit down as a family and discuss the situation? And there's a picture of Britney being oh so Britney. And then she like talks in between, but dead behind the eyes.
But like,
but this is so.
Oh,
dead
but
on.
Also, look how Britney is standing in that picture.
Yeah,
she's like, standing like a Barbie doll is on the shelf of Toys R Us.
Literally,
that is with that's her packaging.
3 day old fucking eyeliner and crazy walk
like,
of shade hair.
Lashes.
No, she's like she's. You know what she is? She's stuck in high school.
Yes,
she's the girl in high school.
That messy bun that everyone's like, "Us, you're so clear."
I'm a cheerleader, y'all.
Yeah, you're so tan. Like she is varsity fucking blues.
You guys want to watch her do back handspring?
She is Crossroads forever.
Forever.
She's Crossroads forever.
By the way, my manager's dad is responsible for Crossroads, and I never, ever, ever let him live it down.
Well,
I'm always like, Van, remember when you did Crossroads? And he's like, I'm talking about it. But it was the best.
You're like, are you kidding? This is an award.
No, I'm like, I worship you for life.
She's in, who is it? What's her name? Manning. The girl who's in Orange and New Black was
in
it. Taryn Manning. Taryn Manning. I should know because it rhymes with my
dead
fucking
in the eyes.
Name.
The last time I interviewed her, she was dead behind
really?
The eyes. But I think she's better now. Okay, so Britney dead behind the eyes. This is the Britney 911. This story's up forever, so you can see it now. The constant 2 day old smoky eye, the extensions that are falling out. It's a cry for help. And then wait, the Rocket Dog sneakers from 2001, the ankle socks, and the rolled shorts from 96.
I mean, that's the thing is that when Britney Spears goes home at night and she's going to bed and she's tucking her sons and does she only have sons? Does she have daughters too? Does she have a daughter?
I don't think she's a daughter.
When she's tucking her children
Thank
in,
God.
let's be, I'm going to be completely PC about this. When she's tucking her lovely children into bed
yes,
at night.
Yes, lovely.
What does she look like? Like when she looks at herself in the mirror, right? Because that's really the most like vulnerable moment of your day.
I feel like this
the
is how you wake I feel up. Like she's still done the eyes, and then she goes like this, not y'all. And she just like, then she sits
Sweet
on the floor.
Dreams.
She takes a extension cord out of her back and plugs it into the wall. So she can recharge like, throughout the night.
I was going to say, she just sits there playing solitaire until the morning and then gets up and does it all. She doesn't even
Dear,
sleep.
Do you think she knows how to play solitaire?
That's a good point. War. She plays war with herself.
She plays Go Fish.
Yes.
Alone.
Go Fish.
So you're forgetting chip nails or missing long nails. So true. She's girlfriend's always got a chip nail.
She's
and then, of course, Heather gives like all of these like, you know, these like in-between commentaries, which are just hysterical and amazing. And yeah,
I hope for Britney's sake, because she's such a machine robot now. And she's like, ooh.
Okay, wait. So do that noise again.
Yeah.
So ooh. On the story, circling back to this convo, this face says, oops, I just pooped in the pool.
It's That's true. Oops.
Oops. I did it again. I mean, literally. In the pool. It's literally, she's living her every first time. Hit single for the rest of her life.
But that's what she is. That's what she's going to play. That's what she's going to do. Like, I hope
she's
for
also
her sake,
so
though,
French tips. French, she's queen of.
She wears chokers, for fuck's sake. Like, what are we doing? Like, those plastic wiry chokers that everyone used to wear back in the day. I mean, for fuck's sake, she probably has a Tamagotchi she's been taking care of for the past 20 years and wears Skechers. I mean, like, that's
Tamagotchi.
That's what she's also doing.
Also, FYI, so my favorite, Jonathan from Queer Eye,
yeah,
he also responded to Heather's story about how he's on board, and he's really worried about Britney, too.
And like, I hope for her sake she doesn't read the press.
She doesn't.
She can't, right? I actually feel bad. I like genuinely feel bad for her. Granted, she's got more money than God, but like,
yes.
I do the mental health.
But see, this is the
and
beauty.
And your kids are going to grow up knowing, like, you're not going to not be able to not see
I
it.
Think they'll be okay. I think they're going to be sheltered. I really believe they'll be okay.
But even being overly sheltered, is that a good thing? Like, there's a line.
I think they're just going to be like, you know, mom.
Mom again.
I think she's mom's sister.
I have a pin that I wear that's Britney Spears after she cut off her hair. No. And it's like a little, it's like a doll head. It's like, I got to bring it in for you because you
Please.
Will love it. It's so good. And everyone, I'm always like, who do you guys think this is? They're like, it's Britney circa 2008.
But this is why I feel like Andy could also be like, when she said, him, it's him. It's like, of course.
Right. You're like, he's like, I get it.
He's a
like,
part of the narrative now. You know what I mean? Like for her to know his name would almost be insulting because it wouldn't be genuine Britney, you
right.
know?
Exactly.
Like, as a fan of Britney, like me, like you, yes. like everyone, like all of us, like Andy gets it.
Yes.
And for Britney has to be perpetually confused.
Yes.
And like, and not,
like not
a real
really
person.
Know. She's like, I can sing this song, and if I deviate from the script, I'm fucked.
Have you ever heard the voice tracking recordings of her at her shows? Like, so what's playing that the audience can hear the yeah. basically like the lip
album, yeah, like what I the mean, album is.
She laid the tracks, but then they like, you know, they did all sorts of
yeah,
tricks
like,
to it
yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
and,
right.
and it is so
Wait,
bad.
How can I?
Darren,
like
I,
her actual vocals?
No,
bad?
You can hear. She's, well, first of all, she's dancing hard, regardless.
She's a dancer.
She's a dancer. She's a glorified stripper.
Yeah.
Well, right?
Yeah. I mean, but like, you know.
Doesn't really take her clothes off. She's a stripper pop
she
star.
She knows how to move her body.
Yes.
Even at whoever, what's she, late 30s maybe?
She's
older than you.
She's probably a little bit older than me.
She's
I think
40.
She's late 30s, I'm going to say.
Okay, that's yeah. what I thought.
But like, she's breathing a lot. You can hear a lot of breathing.
Yeah,
she's like, she's lucky. She's a star.
This is a story about a girl named Lucky.
No, like literally. And then she really can't sing. She's really tone deaf. She is so lucky. I mean, it's
because
just...
she's a product now. It's not that she's like, it's not Christina. Because, you know, it's always like Christina or Britney and everyone's like,
Christina
arguably has the best
can
voice.
Sing.
Her and Mariah, best voice.
Ariana Grande.
Great
can
voice.
Sing her ass off.
Granted, they're younger than Britney, have been
yes.
through less.
No,
but
Britney
like,
could never sing.
But yeah, Britney was, she's a product. She's like a brand and that's what she is. And
yeah.
it wasn't just selling her voice. Like, it was selling the entire pop like persona
is
that she was.
Is anyone like her? Because this thing too, like the longevity is so crazy with the mental breakdown
yeah.
and then like the time off and then she comes back and does this Vegas residency and it's like, Gimme More was a dark period for Britney for sure. But like, I even like think about like, let's say like Backstreet Boys. Don't kill me over this. But I feel like, you know, they were really wildly popular. They were Backstreet Boys. They got fucked over financially, obvi.
Right.
And then like they were just like, they were a joke. It was like, remember them when we had crushes on them? They're dorks now. Backstreet men.
Frosted tips.
Right?
Yeah, right.
And then I feel like they probably had a super dark period of like, we're never going to be famous again. Our 15 minutes is up. It's done. And then like nostalgia hit them with millennials and they're like back on the track, you know?
Totally.
But they have that self-aware moment of like, yo, we went through a dark period and like,
yeah.
we are so lucky to be back. I don't think Britney ever had that dark. I feel like she's just been famous.
She never was not famous, but she obviously had dark periods.
But I don't think she was aware enough to go through the dark periods. Like,
well, don't you think that psychotic break that she had, it was 08, right, with the shaved head?
Yeah, I guess so, but
isn't
like,
isn't that it?
I feel like Britney never, like, even like Lindsay Lohan lost it. Like, I feel like Britney never lost
she
it.
She was always famous and in the spot. Like, everyone
for
still
no matter
wants to
what.
See Britney. You know who I thought that was going to happen to recently? And I guess it kind of did when she
who?
Did that, like, 47-hour live stream. Katy Perry. Like, I thought...
I don't like Katy Perry.
I thought when she was... And she's a fucking international superstar.
She's no Britney
like,
Spears.
Yeah. true.
She's like, thank you.
Yeah, she's like, dear God, that's the best thing anyone has ever said to me. But like, I thought that she was, and maybe she did, and I'm missing it, but I thought that she was going to like be a psycho. Like, actually go from that like good Christian rock star girl who everyone, like, I kissed a girl and I liked
it. I hated
it.
That song.
Too.
I wonder why. Yeah. I was like, I hate this song. I hate this song.
I was like, kiss women.
I'm confused.
Yeah, you're like, cherry chipstick.
That's what I wear.
But right, that is what I wear because we're lesbians. I did think that was going to go, down with her, where I was like, she's going to hit this wall.
Yep.
She cut her hair really short.
But I feel like if Katy Perry hit a wall, that could be the beginning of the end. Like, Britney's staying power is something to be respected.
I can't think of anyone else. Like Christina Aguilera, because she went to go do like The Voice and hosting and that shit.
Yes.
No one has had the staying power in terms of their original form. Like Justin Timberlake is original form.
This is like the most like basic slash intellectual conversation I've had in a long time.
Yeah.
But like this is like the mystery that is Britney Spears. She's like the fucking pyramid.
She's a time capsule.
So this is the thing is you said it. That's exactly what I was trying to verbalize. So of course celebrities have had long careers and they evolve. Right?
Madonna, perfect example. I mean, the longest
famous,
career. Yeah.
And then they pivot, and then they pivot, and then they pivot again.
Even Lady Gaga has pivoted from the first album to now.
Yeah, they're like so different, but that's how they stay fresh and they evolve. And and that's why they get staying power. But Britney has not changed one iota. Not her look, not her routine, not her music, not her sound. And yet she still maintained relevancy. She's never really had like a she's washed up moment.
Right.
She's had bad moments, but never like a she's not famous. I'm not obsessed with her.
Even Taylor Swift like reinvented herself to be this like dark person. Britney, I'm always going to be that like Catholic schoolgirl that everyone just wants to fuck when you're like 16.
It's crazy.
And it works for her.
And I mean, yes, she's aged, but like she still looks the same.
No, but like that's the thing too, what I wonder, because she does look kind of the same. Given the fact that she keeps on like the smoky eye every day, like what's her skin actually look like?
Right?
Like that's what I want to know. That's what I really want to know.
Well, anyway, I guess moral of the story is I get the excitement that Andy had.
Yes.
I'm living for that experience. If I was Andy, I'd be doing the exact same thing.
Hell yes.
And if she said,
he was so excited.
You all know her.
Yeah.
Give it up for her.
That would be your moment.
Way better than her knowing my name.
Yeah. Abso-fucking-lutely.
Way better. Because it's so on brand for Britney.
And you want to be part of that narrative. Like, you don't, like, I don't know. Like, it's so worked. He loved it. I loved it. I wanted to change him in my phone as him.
Please.
As opposed to just being like Andy Cohen.
Have
I wanted to just be like,
Have you been torturing him?
You? To a point. Because, like, I don't want to, like, you know.
Okay.
He's still like my boss.
Yeah, I think we really went in deep on her. Hopefully we weren't too harsh on Britney. But she really is this fascinating creature. Think about all the pop stars that we've ever known. There is no pop star that is like Britney. And Darren hit the nail on the head at the very end. It's because Britney has not evolved. Britney is like that guy, right? You go back to like your hometown for Thanksgiving and he's still wearing his Letterman jacket, but he's like bald now and he's fat. And he's like, remember when I was quarterback of the football team? And you're like, you're a loser. Except she's stuck, but not a loser. She's like still like a huge celebrity, a powerhouse, a pop star. She's worth like bagajillions of dollars. She's crushing it. And like she plugs herself into the wall at night, like small wonder. She really is... she's one of the most fascinating pop stars in the history of pop stardom. So I have to say, despite all the shit I talk, Britney, I love you. So I hope that was taken as an homage to Britney and not a bashing session. But if you want to take it that way, that's fine too. Anyway, I hope you enjoy this week of Taste of Taylor. Don't forget, guys, please, let's make this thing huge. This is how you can do it. You can subscribe, you can rate it, you can comment, and you can also share it with your family and friends because it's oh so good. Give the gift of Taste of Taylor, and it's a free gift. What better gift is that? Hope you guys had a great time, and we'll be back next week with more deliciousness, more delicious tidbits, if you will, from the Taylor Strecker Show in Taste of Taylor. Bye, guys. Hey girl, hey, did you love this taste of me? Want more? Then make sure to go to taylorstrecker.com to subscribe to The Taylor Strecker Show for hours and hours of me entertaining your ass. Content with this nibble? Well, then I'll see you next Wednesday, and make sure to subscribe to The Taste of Taylor podcast and follow me on social media at Taylor Strecker.